You are listening to Punk News Podcast number 280, the 2015 Holiday Special.
Backstage at Madison Square Garden at the first annual Punk News Christmas pageant. I mean, who would have thought?
I know, Adam. I can't believe we sold out Madison Square Garden. 18,000 tickets.
Who did we book? Who's the main act?
Ricky, I have no idea, but John told me he had it all taken care of.
Where is John?
I don't know, and he's pretty late. So,
I hope he booked someone good, someone really good. That crowd looks like it's hungry for some grade A entertainment.
Well, speak of the devil.
Hey, fellas, how are some of my favorite Punk News crew doing? What's up, guys?
John, you seem really relaxed.
Well, why shouldn't I be, Adam, old buddy, old pal?
Have you seen the crowd out there? They're about ready to riot if they don't get some top entertainment soon.
Who did you book?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Tomothy.
You can call me Mr. Trauma.
Roger that, Tomo. You see, I have booked a grade A act that is absolutely surefire. There is no way that this main act will not deliver. The main act tonight will be one for the ages, one that people will remember in their hearts for the rest of their lives. This will be a Christmas pageant like none other.
Well?
Well, what, dude?
Well, who did you book?
I'm glad that you asked that, Adam Thee.
It's Adam, dude. Just Adam.
Adam, my friend, I have booked none other than The Voice, the Sultan of Swoon, Old Blue Eyes, the chairman of the board, Mr. Frank.
Did you book Frank Sinatra?
That's right, Adam. For tonight's Punk News Christmas pageant, I booked none other than The Voice, the Sultan of Swoon, Old Blue Eyes, the
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra has been dead for 20 years.
What?
Dude, Frank Sinatra died in like 1998.
Do you mean like figuratively?
No, literally. Sinatra has been dead as a doornail for the last two decades. Kaput, kicked the bucket, the last breath expired, the fat lady has sung.
Oh?
How did you not know that Frank Sinatra was dead?
I'm going to be honest, guys. I kind of stopped paying attention to music after the second Clash record came out.
Dude, you weren't even born when the second Clash record came out.
I know, Tom. You're not really doing much to get us out of this situation that we find ourselves in.
That we find ourselves in?
So let me get this straight. You sold 18,000 tickets for the first annual Punk News Christmas pageant. You filled the house, and then you booked someone to perform that has been legitimately dead for almost 20 years. And now we have a full house of people out there demanding Strangers in the Night.
Hey, guys.
Oh, wow. It's Chris from Crazy in the Brains.
Adam, my man. John, what's up? Tom, Ricky, hey, fellas. Why is Frank Sinatra listed on the marquee outside?
I booked him for tonight's show.
Dude, Sinatra's been dead for like 20 years.
I know.
How did you not know that?
I'll be honest, Chris. I've been interviewing the Melvins and the Dwarves a lot lately, so I really haven't paid attention to music since like 1987.
Dude, you gotta help us. The crowd is getting rowdy.
All right, I'll do what I can.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a special warm-up for tonight's Frank Sinatra special, here is Chris Urban from Crazy and the Brain.
I've done what I can do.
Thanks, Chris. We really appreciate it.
Whatever. I'm out.
Okay. All right. That was good. That bought us some time.
But what are we going to do now?
Yeah, that crowd looks pretty rowdy.
Don't worry, guys. I've got it all taken care of.
Okay.
You guys wait here. I'll be right back.
Hello?
Jade, it's John G from Punk News. I need a very simple favor.
What is it?
It's like really simple and really easy to do, Jade.
Okay.
It's really easy, no big deal, and it won't require much from you at all. I just need a small little favor.
What is it?
I just need you to learn all of Frank Sinatra's songs. I need you to learn how to sing exactly like Frank Sinatra. I need you to figure out a way to look exactly like Frank Sinatra. And can you do that in like 10 minutes?
No problem. I'll be right over.
And you guys doubted me. Well, don't worry, guys. I've got this whole situation all figured out. That's probably the solution to our problem right there. And that's what you guys get for doubting me.
Hey, it's Jade from Posers.
Tom, what's up? Adam, Ricky.
Jade? Can I speak with you in private for a minute?
Yeah.
Jade, I thought you were going to figure out how to look exactly like Frank Sinatra, how to sound exactly like Frank Sinatra, and memorize all his songs. Is that too much to ask, Jade?
You're an idiot.
Jade, can you do us a favor? We need someone to kill time while we figure out what to do. Can you sing a song?
I'll see what I can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce Jade from Poser.
Oh, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I don't want no doll, no dinky tinker toys. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He don't wanna use no dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. What a joy surprise when I open up my eyes and see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't no crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Says a hippo would eat me up with who says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in a two-car garage. I feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. Can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy surprise when I open up my eyes and see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
All right, you knuckleheads. I've done what I can do. Good luck, I guess.
Okay. All right. So we got that done. But does anyone else know what else we can do? Because I mean, looking at the crowd, we are really, really screwed.
It's the big one, man. There's no going back from this. My mama always said, "Don't go into punk rock journalism." Why? Oh, why didn't I listen? Why? I could have been a podiatrist or maybe a nice accountant, but no, I had to go chasing the big bucks in a free online niche music journalism website. I blame all this on you, Adam.
Well, me? Well, I blame this on you, Ricky. I didn't spend 15 years writing against me in NoFX reviews for it to end being trampled to death by a legion of Bobby Soxers. This is not what I had in my 5-year plan. This is on you, Ricky. This is on your head.
Me? I don't even know who Frank Sinatra is.
Oh, well, I've lived a rich, full life. Some people don't get to experience nearly as many things as I have. So be it.
Guys,
we all got to go sometime.
Guys, let's not waste time pointing fingers here. This isn't any one person's fault.
What?
It's all right, Tom. You don't need to accept responsibility for this one. That's why we're a team. We can all handle your blunder together.
My blunder? This is the worst Christmas pageant ever, John. You've ruined Christmas.
What's going on back here?
It's Kate from Tsunami Bomb.
Kate, you've got to do something. We are in deep shit here.
What happened?
It's bad news, Kate. Someone booked Frank Sinatra for tonight, but he totally bailed on us.
And by bailing, you mean that he died 18 years ago.
Yes, Adam. That is one of the accepted definitions of bailing.
Right.
Kate, can you go out there and see if you can help us with the crowd a little bit?
I'll see what I can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Kate from Tsunami Bomb.
The snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town, all ringing in song, full of happy sounds. Baby, please come home. They're singing Deck the Halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. 'Cause I remember when you were here, and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree. I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home. Well, I've done what I can do. That crowd is getting really, really rowdy. You better do something quick or else this place will riot.
Thanks, Kate.
Well, best of luck to you, I guess. Later.
What are we supposed to do now?
This is the end, boys. This isn't how I imagined it was going to go, but this is it.
Torn to bits by angry Sinatra fans. I can't believe that fortune teller was actually right. I always thought she meant it metaphorically. But, Well, here we go.
It's time to meet our maker, fellas. We can't delay this anymore. Let's just go out there and tell all 18,000 people that, well, Frank Sinatra's been dead for 20 years, so he can't perform tonight.
Maybe if we gave them all their money back?
Ricky, I'll be honest. I spent that money.
On what, John?
Hydraulics for the Punk News hovercraft, Adam.
Hydraulics for the Punk News hovercraft, John?
Yes, that's right, Adam.
You do realize that it is a hovercraft.
But they look so cool, Adam. You should see that back end drop when I hit the switches. It looks so cool.
Oh, God. All right. Let's just get this over with. It is time to just meet our fate, to tell the audience that tonight's Christmas pageant is canceled. Just, Lord, have mercy on this sufferer's soul.
Doobie doobie doo.
Holy shit! It's the ghost of Frank Sinatra!
That's right, you numbnuts. I was relaxing in heaven and I heard someone was causing trouble in my name.
Mr. Sinatra, what's heaven like?
It's great, kid. Better than a two-way ferry pass from Steubensville for a wood nickel. It's nice and warm, lakes of fire, clanging chains, red guys with pitchforks all over.
That doesn't sound like...
That's right, Buster. I do blow off Marilyn Monroe's ass every night.
Oh.
Say, which one of you knuckleheads booked a show in my name?
That was me, Mr. Sinatra.
Come here.
Okay.
Come closer.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay. Ow!
That's what you get for trying to make a fast dime off my name, knucklehead. And you three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come closer.
Okay.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay.
Okay.
Closer.
Okay.
Ah!
That's what you knuckleheads get for listening to this knucklehead. Now stand back. The chairman of the board has to once again go solve someone else's problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you, old Blue Eyes is back from the dead, Mr. Frank Sinatra!
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Toys and goodies on his sleigh.
mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Frank, that was amazing.
I know it. Listen, I'm going to split. Dino and Sammy and I have to go hunt Bennett.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah.
Doobie doobie doo.
I can't believe it. The ghost of Frank Sinatra saved the day. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it.
Wow, those pipes.
This is truly a Christmas miracle.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays, Tom.
Adam, Tom, happy holidays and a great new year to you.
Hey, where'd John go?
There he is, over by the phone.
Yes, is this the agent for Bing Crosby? Listen, I'd like to book Mr. Crosby for the second annual Punk News Christmas pageant.
John!